views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is peace. How to embody a level of peace in a world that seems when everything is increasingly intense and chaotic, it's more important than ever to cultivate and connect deeper to yourself so that you can bring that light and that love to the world. That is our topic today. And it can be a challenging time because there's so many things that's changing in our changing world. And to keep our guidance system tuned into our true north. And that is the direction of our higher power that is guiding us in building our new world with every thought, word, action, and deed. Setting it to building our new world on peace. And so to assist me with this amazing show today, I invited one of my new co-hosts that is joining me on another radio show, Marty Rogers, to the show. Welcome, Marty.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be here, and this topic is powerful and very important.
It is. We were talking about it last night, you and I. We had a conversation about, you know, how even for people that are practiced and that practice living in peace and that practice, you know, processing their emotions and, you know, that are adept at releasing and letting go, it can still be challenging to make peace your new habit, right?
Right.
Because you were talking about that you were experiencing that yourself right now with sometimes you just have to kind of keep tuning back in.
Yeah. I mean, peace is really the foundation of, you know, everything else that we strive for. Peace. And then we can strive for joy and to maintain joy and to feel it, to embody it. The foundation must be peace. And I think most of us like miss that. And Yeah.
And really, you know, I want to, you know, I remember a time where in my life where I felt so much shame, so many different emotions, you know, when life was falling apart, when my life was falling apart, where I felt abandonment, betrayal, feeling not good enough, feeling not worthy, feeling like my whole rug was pulled out from underneath me and my life was falling apart, where I felt like I didn't know, you know, what was going on and how was I going to make it and how was I going to be able to, you know, overcome and deal with what was happening in my life. These intense feelings of emotions that play out when we are awakened, right, to embrace our
peace. Yes.
When we're
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. So, you know, I had written a book. It was in 2013. I wrote a book, and this I want to just read
Please do.
a an excerpt out of my book. And I want to talk about the pain. Like, when does the pain stop? Well, first of all, let me tell you, this is the book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Used My Emotions to Heal My Life and My Body, and How You Can Too.
Wow.
And this book is a book really for everyone, and also most especially for therapists, for coaches and healers, because it's got many tools and practices in the back of the book that will really help you to process emotions and release energy and really dive into some of the emotional core wounding that we all have to release in order to move into that deep inner peace within ourselves.
Right.
So this is the part, and I love this part. When does the pain stop? After you clear the core wounds, layer by layer, the pain stops. You move into a neutral space within your being. The wounded child, the one that's been crying for your attention all of your life, has now been loved and nurtured by you. The wounded ego has learned to let go of control and trust the higher self, to be led from the heart. The victim, after many lifetimes of dedicated service work and slavery, has been retired and is now free. The addict is no longer looking for something to numb or fill a void, as the addict has now chosen to fill itself with radical self-love. Nothing else will do. The wounded child, the wounded ego, the victim, and the addict are no longer playing parts in your movie.
Wow.
And that is, that's really part of our conditioning of how we were conditioned, uh-huh. and what we are letting go of and releasing this part of our humanity. And when that part of our humanity is being released as we're going through it, it can be chaotic, and it can feel really, really, really uncomfortable. And I wanted to remind everybody today that it's all part of a process. And it's because I really believe that we are mastering the human condition of our past. Because, you know, we are just moving into our greatest potential now.
Right.
We're really moving.
Absolutely.
Do you believe that, Marty?
I totally, 100%, with every fiber, absolutely.
Right? I believe that every moment is an opportunity for us to give love to ourselves and
yes.
extend love to another person, right? Mm-hmm. It's continuously offering up an opportunity for us to really tap into our greatest potential, and that everything that we need, we already have inside of ourselves.
Right.
Everything. We have everything that we need. We have the gifts that we were born with. And our main job is to get good at letting go. Get good at letting go and allowing
exactly.
things to fall away that is no longer the truth of our humanity.
Right. Without any. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Without any.
Without any resentment to, like, allow it. That means you're not trying to constrain or hold or force or push. It's just releasing. And you said something really impactful a lot, but something I really took from that was radical self-love.
Yeah.
Allowing yourself radical self-love in the depths of your despair, your pain, your fear around it. Having like that moment in time just to kind of like step away and looking in and acknowledging, I'm going to surround you. I mean, speaking to yourself with radical self-love.
Yes.
And allow you that space to purge the pain, express it in a safe way to safe people that can support you, and allow yourself to transition into that place of pain, feel the peace, and then allowing yourself out, to let the light in, to allow joy, to expand peace and joy and expand hope for yourself. And it just keeps on going, that ripple effect. I've spoken about that before. And it's powerful. And however way we express it, I think we all can relate to that. And it's important to feel the peace and the joy and the love, but also to allow ourselves to feel that pain, you know, like those things that you had expressed, like abandonment, feeling betrayed, those are real. That's very painful, you know? Yeah. And when someone can just acknowledge that, it's like, oh, okay, no one's trying to talk me out of it. It's acknowledging it, right?
Yeah.
And then you can heal too and experience peace and joy again.
Really, acknowledging your feelings is what it is. And part of my program is, and my mantras is the way that I healed myself through all of that is feeling it is healing it. So once you really are able to really give yourself permission to totally, fully dive into the pain, whatever that is, and the shame and the abandonment and the betrayal and the not good enough and the victim consciousness and, you know, the shame that we have about things falling apart, whatever the triggers may be, because the triggers are happening so that we can release our old humanity to embrace our truth, our authentic self, because we are not our conditioning from the past. We're only releasing that energy now. And that is done through feeling. And it's part of, you know, the feminine energy of really being able to allow our inner mother, our inner feminine, which we all have a feminine side, to really fully feel and allow whatever is present to be.
And just to capitalize on what you're saying, it's important, I feel, to not shame the shame, you know, not shame that human side. If we feel shame, whether it's real or not real, it still feels the same as if it's real. And to allow it, because I know, which is not easy, that is not easy, but coming out of it, you can look back at yourself and have so much more compassion. And I wish I was more gentle with myself when I felt those feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, I think, crucial.
Yeah. And that's exactly the piece is giving yourself permission to let it take however long it's going to take.
Exactly.
And not to rush yourself through it. It's not like, it's that self-talk, you know, like, wanting to rush yourself through something when grieving, because it's a form of grief. It's really a form of grief. And in order to get to the peace and that really, that love, that amazing juiciness, this cultivation that we're talking about here is it takes space and time for you to acknowledge your feelings and have your feelings acknowledged no matter what they are. And it doesn't mean that this is how it's going to stay. It just means that everything has to be felt that was suppressed.
Right.
That was suppressed. And, you know, we want to bring peace to our body, our money, our relationships, our work. We want to bring peace to our world. We want peace on earth. So this is part of what our humanity now is learning to embody is that level of peace and cultivate that level of peace in the midst of chaos, in the midst of when everything around you may be falling apart, knowing that it's all part of a greater plan. And so,
yes, absolutely.
I want to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, but I want you to think about this audience and I want you to think about this, Marty, is the other day I was thinking about, you know, where am I going to be in 15 years from now? Where do I want to be? And so I want you to think about where you're going to be in 15 years from now, because right now we have this fertile ground We have an amazing fertile ground that we're seeding. We're seeding this ground. And that's why it's really, really important to seed your foundation, your roots in peace. And where do you want to be? Because we're building the world with every thought, word, action, and deed that we're doing. So I'm asking everyone to look at where you want to be in 15 years from now, because you're creating this, you're creating your garden now. You're beginning to seed your garden and create your new foundation, and let it be built in peace. And so think about where you want to be in 15 years from now, and we're going to take a break and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Step.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And so where do you want to be in 15 years from now, Marty? What did you think about when I asked you that question?
Well, when I think about my family, right? And I think about like my contribution. And that could be in every sphere you can come up with. And I'm thinking, you know, when we think about legacy, it's, you know, relevant right here, right now, you know, and how we are role modeling our lives to the people that are very near and dear to us. And how does my family see me responding to, you know, success? How do they see me responding to setbacks? And how I, you know, process through it, and do I stay there? What I use that for to make myself better? What I do with that to help others make an impact in their own lives? And so, 15 years from now, I hope that will be, a powerful piece for my sons. You know, I'm thinking, okay, they're 18 and 21 now. So 15 years from now, their lives will look very different, you know, in ways that I don't even really know for sure today. So I really think that it's important to think of where I'm going to be. I expect to be thriving in my health and in my peace, but also not just for my family, but for other people. You know, there must be something that comes from the adversities we experience, the successes as well. And we're here just not for ourselves. We're here to really make an impact for other people. And that's something I'm really, really clear about.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've never thought about it in that way. So thank you for asking. It's not an easy thing to come up with. I can't, you know, paint a clear picture, but definitely having a ripple effect in a way where it's happening without me really, you know, making the manipulations. It's kind of been branded in. It's been etched into the legacy of the life I've lived so far.
Right, right. Yeah. I love what you said about the legacy and about how where your sons and your success and what you're setting up and how you want to live your life, because really we're the ones that are choosing it. And the thing about it is that to be okay with, as so many things in the world are changing and there's so many structures and environments and things that are changing, but that we are true to the peace and the love that we want to ground in and that we want to experience peace on earth. This has been part of my mission, part of my reason for coming is to experience this. In 15 years from now, we're going to be, the year is going to be 2033. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take us from now until 2033 or 2036 for us to really be able to really experience peace on earth. But in our evolution, our humanity, listening, you know, to my own higher guidance, we are in the process of experiencing peace on earth for the first time ever in the history of this planet. And yes. And part of it is because our evolution is calling for it. Our evolution, our humanity is calling for it, because we're so tired of war. We're so done with that we don't need to continue on doing the same thing that we've been doing for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, because now we are awakening that love is the answer, that love heals all, and that we have the power within ourselves to contribute amazing love. Just one person has the effect of 10,000 people that ripples out. So that's why it's so important that each person develop that, cultivate that inner love, that radical self-love, that peace for themselves, so that it can ripple out, because it's one person at a time making the change. And I one of the things that I created a course, it's called The Keeper of the Garden, because we're all keepers of the garden. Our earth is our garden, but we're first developing the inner garden from within.
Absolutely.
And so the Keeper of the Garden course is a 21-day practice that will literally assist each person to cultivate that deep, deep inner peace, to weed the garden and release and let go of the triggers of what no longer is serving you, which is going to benefit your life, simply because for 10 minutes a day, which is a 21-day audio course that I take the listeners through, which is going to support that person to really release and let go of what's no longer serving them. And at the same time, seeding the ground with where they want to be and what it is that they want to create in gratitude and peace, one of the highest vibrations that we can be in. So that's why I created the Keeper of the Garden course. And my goal is to empower others to really spread that message of peace across the world. I just want to sell like a million copies of this course, so that there's a million bodies walking around, spreading this peace, spreading this love, sharing what it is, their authentic self, contributing their authentic self to the world, which is going to make the world a better place. And just think of if a million people on the planet were walking around vibrating that level of peace, how that's going to affect how that's going to affect the world. So I just want to let everybody know that you can go to my website at corneliastephanie.com, and there's a tab on the top that says The Keeper of the Garden. Go there and listen to one of the first messages there. There's a sample of what the course is about every day for 21 days. It's going to assist you to lighten the load, raise your vibration, let go of old habitual thoughts and habits, negative emotions, everything that's no longer serving you, which is going to benefit your life. It's going to benefit your life. It's going to benefit your family. And it's going to assist you in grounding in the fertile ground, building your foundation on peace. And when a million copies are sold, $1 million of that is going to be donated to our favorite children's charity. There's so many charities out there that can use our support, and that, you know, we don't need to even invent anymore. There's so many so many grassroots projects that really will support and make sure that children are fed, that children have a safe place to sleep, and that they have food and shelter, and get education, right? And so I kept the course affordable at $21. That's $1 a day.
Wow.
So I invite everyone to take a look at this. And even if you are a CEO of a company and you have a company out there and you're looking for gifts for your employees, Christmas gifts for your employees, there isn't a greater gift than you can give to someone than your own inner peace that you're bringing to the world. Because the world is an inside job. Peace is an inside job. Love is an inside job. And it's the garden that we're cultivating.
Yes.
You know? So
that's the most important.
It is. And
that's where it starts.
Exactly. Because, you know, for me, it was, you know, when I wrote my book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, I was angry at the world. I was really angry. I was angry when things were falling apart and when I felt like I didn't have a voice and I felt like I couldn't do anything and I felt powerless and I felt victimized and I felt like, you know, I didn't know what to do with all of these feelings and I didn't know how to claim back my power. And through, I discovered that, you know, underneath my anger, there was a truth that was waiting to be told, because I was only angry because I felt powerless to do something. And I found out underneath that anger that there was raw, creative, amazing fire, amazing passion, amazing fuel, and that I didn't have to go out there and project my anger out onto other people, but that I could release that energy out of my physical body and then take that passion, take that fire, and create something amazing with it and let it fuel my passions, let it fuel my voice, and let it do good in the world. And so instead of, you know, seeing all these angry people out there projecting all these fears and anger onto each other, learning how to process that emotion, learning how to process these feelings so that we can really come back to cultivating this inner peace for our physical bodies, taking care of ourselves and each other, right?
Absolutely. That's real.
So part of my thing is that, you know, in 15 years from now, I want to see... I want to see more of peaceful things happening in the world, and I want to build an empire that we can be proud of. I want to build a new world that we can be proud of, and that we can support each other and build a new world that is rooted in love and peace. And you know, it sounds all corny. It sounds like, oh my gosh, you know, really? What are you talking about? This woman is talking about build a world of love and peace. I'm a master builder. I'm a number 22, And it's just part of my, it's part of my nature to want to build relationships, you know, build environments that support us to thrive, to build our foundations that, that support love and peace. And so in 15 years from now, I want to see different things than what's happening today. The opposite, you know, really seeing us in our humanity fully stepping into our greatest potential.
That just tells me we have a lot of work to continue to do, and we're doing it now. So the impact that we're making today is critical.
So it is. Which is the reason why it's critical, Marty. It's critical because, you know, that's why everybody plays a part. Everybody's so powerful. Each and every person is so powerful. Each and every person can make a difference.
There's no time to wait. It's right now. You know?
Exactly.
It's not next month. It's right now. You know?
Exactly.
And every day in that moment, like, we are each that powerful.
Yes. You know? Yes.
That powerful.
And everybody, you know, takes the torch and really works on themselves and works on their own contribution. What is it that they want to create? Where is it that they want to be? Yeah. What is important to them? That is the way that we can support each other. And, and I want to talk about this topic, which you're going to be educating and enlightening us with, and that is about legacy. So we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. When we get back, we're going to talk with Marty about legacy. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or are getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Marty Rogers, and we're talking about peace and our foundations, building our foundations on peace and legacy. And during the break, Marty, which they're always so great because the breaks should be recorded out loud, you were talking about your piece on your foundation.
Yeah, and to segue from what you were saying about, you know, a million people, you know, owning their peace and bringing that peace and that our individual responsibilities to bring it. And in my mind, I was thinking, imagine the compound effect that that had. So for us to not embrace or not to acknowledge the power that we individually have to bring is withholding, you know? So we all bring massive value. And then collectively, when it's brought, you know, each one of us brings our peace, allows our peace, experiences that and shares it, the massive compound effect of that will be unstoppable. You know, you can't even try to stop it. So that's powerful. Just, you know, one out of 21 is what's going to your charity, right?
Yes.
You know, that's enormous.
Yeah.
So the power of one.
The power
that, of one. That's the message. And, you know, like tomorrow, I'm grateful that I get to be on your Millionaire Imprint for Women, and that's legacy, you know? So it doesn't just start and end with finances. It starts from that foundation of us experiencing peace, feeling peace, bringing the peace. And there, that's where our energy is transferred everywhere else.
Right, right. And part of, I want to let everybody know, the Millionaire Imprint for Women premieres tomorrow at, it's the season two. It's season two that premieres tomorrow. And that is at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2 Pacific time. And Marty is a new co-host there. And I want to tell you all about Marty. I want to tell you that who she is so that you can see her level of expertise and what she's going to be bringing to the Millionaire Imprint over the next few months. As a financial resilience advocate, Marty Rogers brings her expertise and passion to empower women to build and sustain generational wealth. One unrelenting statistic says that 95% of women will be their family's primary financial decision maker at some point in their lives. Marty found herself in this exact position while being a primary caregiver and primary financial decision maker for her mom during the last stages of her illness up until 5 years ago. This experience gave Marty the incentive to act with a deep sense of urgency for women to become financially informed, empowered, and resilient in their lifetime. And that is one of the reasons why I invited Marty to join us and educate us and enlighten us and empower us on the Millionaire Imprint, because she has this unique piece that she's going to be bringing. And it talks about also leaving your legacy and what kind of legacy are you leaving. And so do you want to touch on that a little bit more, Marty?
Absolutely. And tomorrow I will be talking about this. And a big part of it is the foundation is not only peace, but it's mindset. It's actually having that mindset and owning your personal identity to embrace it, to know that it's necessary. It's part of you. And you are born to embrace it and to have it and to create it. And I'm really excited about it. And you can be really astute on the practicalities, the foundation, the concepts of finances. But if you don't have the mindset of the and the peace and the identity around it to support that, you're inclined to withhold because you think that, well, I don't have relevant value to bring, but that's not necessary. I think collectively we're going to be bringing that together, whether we consciously know it or not. I bring a unique piece. We all bring something to the table. We all value that, and we want to nourish that. And, you know, locking arms together is necessary. You know, it's right now, just more and more people are coming to the front lines and saying, I want to be part of this.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, I love that. I love when what you called a generational wealth, because that's really, and again, when I say, where do you want to be at in 15 years from now? Generational wealth. You want to have your foundation. You want to have your new roots.
Yes.
Your new roots completely rooted and grounded in with practical steps that you've taken to build a new empire for yourself, for your family, for your lineage, and for your legacy. So that in 15 years from now, we're living longer. We're living longer. We are capable of so much more than we have even, stepped into. And this is all part of that. And so, building your foundation of on a wealthy foundation, because it's like you said, that mindset, and that is again, I believe that I'm worthy, that I'm deserving of that. I know that I am. It's that I am worthy. And when you build on I am worthy instead of I'm not good enough, that's the difference. And from I am worthy, you're going to be really, that's authentic. It's true. It's authentic. And all of that is part of the keeper of the garden, because every day for the next 21 days, the keeper of the garden will assist you in claiming more of your worth, claiming more of your value, because you're the one, the only one that can deem yourself worthy or not worthy. And so that really is the truth. And so step into your authentic power, accept your greater responsibility, and that is to bring that amazing, juicy magnificence that is you.
Right.
All the way out. And let's build our new earth on foundations that we can all thrive in, that will support us, that are organic and natural for the earth, for each other. Not to, build wealth so that we can consume hoard. But no,
right.
to do a lot of things on the world scale that really need doing, right? Need to be made right. So I want to say, so go to CorneliaStephanie.com and look under the Keeper of the Garden. I want everybody to get a Keeper of the Garden course. It's $21. Buy one from your employees, for your employees and for your company, and get it out there to people that will support people to really claim their I am worthy, own their value, own their responsibility. Be sure that tomorrow you tune into the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, Transformation Talk Radio. And I want to offer a free gift for, it's going to be a subscription to my Wealthy Roots Women's Membership Program. And for anyone that is going to be the 20th email, email me at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com. In the subject line, put Wealthy Roots. And if you're the 20th email, you're going to get a one-year subscription membership program to my Wealthy Roots membership program. So there's so many ways that we have available to offer and share our gifts to empower each other, to empower you, to inspire you, to really claim your wealth, to claim your worthiness, to claim your abundance, to share your peace, to share your joy. And that's really what we're doing with building our new world and where we want to be at in 15 years from now. You get to choose. That time is now. We're doing it now. The ground is fertile, and we are getting ready to really build forward a new momentum coming in January that is just really taking off. So, Marty, do you have a gift that you want to offer to our listeners today?
Do you have Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. So I would love to offer our guests a 30-minute phone call or Zoom call to give them a assessment of where they are and just some basic steps to help them elevate their, you know, mindset, their approach to what their financial goals are. And it's amazing how some simple tweaks can leverage some powerful momentum. And this is the best time of the year. People are around their families more. People are maybe taking some time off, more introspective. And it's just a really good way to position ourselves for impactful 2019.
Yes, and I think it's actually the best time to get a consultation with you right now.
Absolutely.
How do people get a hold of you to do that?
Okay, so they can go to my website, which is wfgconnects/MRogers, and they can take the 5-question financial literacy quiz. They say 3 out of 5 that are correct. You're considered literate. It's fun. And then email me, and we'll go from there. We can get you on the calendar for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's a wonderful way to start out the new year is to, you know, say, hey, I want to change my financial reality. I want to, you know, I want to increase my wealth and shift things around. And you're offering a free 30-minute consult.
Yes, I am.
Definitely want to get people to take advantage of that. And then also be sure then to tune into tomorrow as well to the Millionaire Imprint for Women, where you and I are going to go deeper into different topics about this, you know, education. Because again, part of the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women is because, you know, women have never been paid their value. They've never been paid their worth. And they, you know, this is all part of our old system where we have not made as much money as men. And so there's been so much shame around women and finances and money that part of the Millionaire Imprint, the reason why I created that is to help people heal their relationship, their conditioning, where they are, heal their relationship with money, because money is an energy, and to really love money, to come to a place is, you know, not to have the judgment around money that, you know, money is the root of all evil and whatever the beliefs were, whatever the conditions were, whatever the ancestral story that you've lived that may not be true. That's the reason for having created the Millionaire Imprint. And now we've had 2 months over the last couple of months since September that we have been educating and offering practical tools on how to heal your relationship. And also, if you want to get a PDF, I have a PDF available for all of you. That if you want all those shows on one PDF, you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and really begin maybe during the holiday season to listen to some of those shows. And there were so many practical tools offered on how to heal your relationship, your emotional relationship with money, so many different things that will really help you. So there's tools, there's free gifts, there's no excuses really that we're giving it all away. We're supporting our humanity because it's for the greater good of all. It truly is for all of us because we're building a better world, right, Marty?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to. There's no other way. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really exciting. It's an exciting time right now, you know, because we are, you know, at the leading edge of really stepping into our full creative potential and taking full responsibility for the amazing, unique beings that we are, and how we can bring our love, how we can bring peace, how we can support each other and build the new world on foundations that are authentic to who we are today.
Right.
I mean, that is so, you know, we have a lot of work to do, you know.
We do. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously we have a lot of work for sure. And the bar isn't worth positioning unless we're like, wow, we have a lot of work to do, right? That's when you know the bar is not too low. I mean, we have to start at that place. Yeah.
Yeah, the bar is definitely high, but that's because we are high. We
radiate up here. Yeah.
You know, we are so able, we are so capable. And so now that we come together as a tribe and support our planet, support each other, there's so many tools that are available. I just want to thank everybody also, you know, here at Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW Studio for, you know, offering us this platform so that we can share these gifts with you all, you know, to bring you the tools that that supported us in our evolution and expansion. So I want to thank everybody there. And let's see, what was remarkable for you this year, Marty, that you want to leave us with today? What was remarkable for you this year?
Remarkable for me was, I would say, the latter half of this year, I was, presented with opportunity of tremendous personal growth. And I was looking at it like, that looks amazing. I would love to have that. And I gave myself permission to have it. You know, it's when we don't gift ourselves with the gift of something that cannot be taken away from us, the exponential return on that, not only to ourselves, but to other people's lives, generationally, it's like you can't measure the impact of that. So that for me was another level of gifting myself that, why do I have to think, oh, I wish I had this, and why not allow myself to have it and know that by gifting myself, that's being in service, you know?
Absolutely.
And I know that had a direct, that one decision put me in the position of being here today with you, and perhaps not making that decision, for sure I wouldn't, you know. So just the freedoms, the conversations, the interactions, the blessings that I've received, the blessings that I've been able to give without even knowing that they were blessings in the first place. And
yeah.
So that's been very eye-opening. And finally, just listening to what people are saying to you. People say that if people are speaking to the value they see in you, it's real. Whether you see it or not, it's real. So definitely bring that.
I just want to thank you so much for saying yes, for you know, making that decision. And I want everybody to make the decision. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Get the Keeper of the Garden course. Take Marty up on her offer for a free consult. And let's build this new world on a foundation of love, peace, and trust. And so thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.